Good morning to you. It's 8:37 on WMAO.
You know, I was looking at a column this weekend from Jerry Seib from the Wall Street Journal talking about how this year the president is making this big pivot into the very things that got him elected: immigration, trade, and infrastructure. And those being the highlights, the big ticket items that he needs to that he wants to get to. Now that that first year's out of the way, they got tax reform out of the way. They got the judges, you got a bunch of judges placed through the Senate, including a Supreme Court justice. All sorts of things that the president can rightfully look back and say, "Hey, that was a victory." Now they're in a position to sort of pivot to the campaign promises. They're starting on immigration. We're watching as that fight is taking place. But also, while immigration is going on, let's not forget the other two pillars here: infrastructure and trade. On the trade front, the president has talked for a while now about tariffs on steel and aluminum and whether or not they're going to start imposing those. We already saw them start to put some tariffs on softwood lumber coming from Canada. They want to stop what they're calling steel dumping in the United States by places like China. They want to slow the imports of solar panels, washing machines. They're thinking about intellectual property penalties on China because China's always stealing all of our intellectual property. The intellectual property theft is out of control. And then the NAFTA, of course, too. They are looking to renegotiate NAFTA or throw it out entirely. And then on the other side is the infrastructure package. Are they going to actually get that $1 trillion or more infrastructure package? And what's that going to look like? Well, all of this can be discussed with Larry Kudlow, who joins us now. Larry, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL on Saturdays at 7. And he's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Morning.
So what would you like to see? I mean, in addition to immigration here, wherever your feelings are on that, the questions are trade and infrastructure. Where should the president turn next?
Well, I think the DACA deadline's coming up. And, of course, infrastructure is being planned out. I mean, you know, they're going to move on many tracks here. But the infrastructure, the DACA thing is not going to be easy. And, you know, the president kind of blew up out of frustration last week. I happen to think he was right, because this whole business of visa lotteries, you know, this was, I'm told in that meeting, Senator Durbin was the guy who kept nagging Trump about these incredible visa lotteries, right? And they have to have equal distribution, and we have to have the same percentage of people coming from all over the world. That's just utter nonsense. Utter nonsense. And Trump wants to move to a merit scoring system, which might include, for example, speaking some English and knowing some American history and pledging allegiance to our Constitution, none of which is unreasonable in my judgment. I don't know if they can get through that. And, of course, the wall issue still, I mean, Democrats, it kind of looks to me, and I hate to say this because I know some Democrats say they want a deal, but it looks to me like they'd rather harp on Trump's frustration, and they'd rather harp on the wall, and that could sacrifice the whole DACA business. I happen to favor letting the, whatever, 800,000 kids stay. They're not kids anymore. But I don't know. I think that's going to be very, very difficult to get done, and you're going to have to let go. I mean, people, like the guy in New York who, the terrorist in New York who wound up killing 8 people, and I think there were another dozen injured that day, you know, he was part of that stupid lottery system. And that has just got to stop. So I'm just not so sure how this is going to play out.
Right, and the relative came over on a diversity visa. So
that's correct. That's exactly right.
I want to ask about that, though. You mentioned the impact on Democrats here. If Democrats end up failing to get a deal because they'd rather play politics here, don't they stand to risk a lot more than Republicans? I mean, anyone who's already an activist for illegal immigrants, probably not that friendly with the Republican Party. But if Democrats fail to secure a deal that protects Dreamers, won't they have some huge liability here?
Yes. If this is sort of part of the whole Democratic just say no strategy to everything, I think it's going to backfire on them. And I think they'll wind up being in a corner. I mean, just say no on taxes and health care and every other thing in the world. People would like a solution. And they'd rather talk about Donald Trump's, what he allegedly said in that meeting. No one knows for sure. That's just taking your eye off the ball. And I think folks are going to see that. And the answer is yes. A strong economy from the tax cuts, which are becoming more and more popular, by the way, and an honest attempt by the White House and the Democrats just boycotting and running around calling Trump a racist every day. That's not going to work. That's just bad politics.
So, Larry, I wanted to ask you about that. You said on Sunday that you predict 3-4% growth following this tax reform. Mm-hmm. Is the economy stupid enough to overshadow maybe not getting anything else from his agenda done in the next year?
Yes, I think it will be. I absolutely think it will be. That's just my take. Now, Trump can have good faith plans on infrastructure, which I think is popular. So that will be another issue on the board. I also am hearing that Trump will decide not to withdraw from NAFTA, the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, and that, in fact, he will attempt to continue to negotiate, although that has not, it's not gelled yet. It's not come together. But he's not going to play the protectionist card in the sense to walk away. So that's another possibility, another score, another positive for the Trump administration. The Democrats' negative approach is not going to work. It's not going to work. And yes, a rising tide will lift all boats. You see, there's about 100 companies now paying out higher wages, benefits, and so forth to their workforce. That is really becoming popular. And Democrats have nothing to say. All they do is badmouth. Have you noticed that? Oh, it's just going to be for a few months. It's not going to work. That is not going to work in the elections. GOP may be surprisingly strong.
I remember when Democrats were trying to force Walmart to raise their minimum wage, and they just did it on their own. It's amazing stuff. Thank you very much, Larry Kudlow. Really appreciate you breaking it down for us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to have you. 844 here on WMAL.